This is No Pink Spandex, episode 36, for Saturday, March 17th, 2007. Again with you another week. So today we will be discussing what's the episode? I forgot the episode name. Oh my goodness. The Underwater World. Yes. Because it's about Will and underwater and working alone and stuff. Yeah, that's what it's about. So yes, if you didn't listen to last week's episode, we've been having some technical difficulties with Katie's end on her recording, but all is well because we recorded again for the next episode discussion and everything turned out just fine. So this will be the last week where you just randomly like hear her go away. Sorry, really sorry, but you'll enjoy it still? Please? Maybe? Okay, whatever. Alright, so enjoy the episode and stay away from the spandex. It doesn't breathe. Hee hee ha ha. Episode time.
Welcome to another exciting episode of...
Shut up. I hate you. Yes, so this one is The Underwater World.
A.K.A. Yes. Task 1.
Yes.
A.K.A. Will can't work alone. I mean, he likes to work alone.
I work alone. Did you know that I work alone?
How many times? How many times did they say this during the episode? Seriously,
15 billion.
It was just as bad as "Never Give Up" by Danny and Max. Mm-hmm. It was just almost that bad.
I work alone.
We're together. Come on, teamwork, guys! I work alone. I work alone.
Even though during the premiere he showed great teamwork, he had great teamwork. He's like, hey, I like Mac. He's a great leader. Let's work together. And all of a sudden, he's like, I work alone. Let's ignore the premiere.
I know. It's just, I'm so pissed. I mean, like, I didn't watch, like, the first time I saw it, I didn't watch, like, the first 3 minutes or whatever. So even, you know, after that, I was like, damn, he wants to work alone a lot. But the first 3 minutes, he says it, like, three times. Yep. I work alone. I'm alone in the show. I work alone.
I think the worst part from the very beginning was the fact that Andrew Hartford had his butler risk his life.
That was pretty funny, though.
I'm gonna fall 20 stories off a building. Hope they catch me.
That's why Spencer should be a Mercury Ranger.
He needs some hazard pay for that.
Yes. He probably does.
He needs to be a Ranger after that.
Better get paid a lot.
Yes.
Or maybe there was a big safety net.
And why was Will flying?
Because he's like Peter Pan. Flying.
No, doesn't he have a weapon where, like, it's the hook thing?
No, his is the hammer.
No, he has the hammer. Remember, it's slammer time.
Well, I understand it's slammer time, but then in the underwater world crap, he did the same thing with
Ronnie.
No,
Will can fly. No, we've seen that.
The yellow things they were using were, like, underwater moving things that they used once. Is that what you're talking about?
No, the hook, Jer.
What hook? Oh, you mean... You mean the scope shot? Yeah.
Yes.
That's not a flying device.
No.
Well, maybe it was really long.
No. He jumped that high and he caught him.
So he's dead.
Yes,
and
he
then
is.
He flew down to the ground.
He's Peter Pan.
I like the instant morph. The instant morph was good, but...
That was cool.
Good lord.
No, okay, is it just me? Is it just me? Or does sometimes Dax sounds like Will... When they're morphed,
The guys all kind of sound the same. Really, I haven't really.
Mac doesn't sound like them though.
None of them really seem distinguished at this point to me. It's just all the guys are the same to me, and the girls are the same. It's just I haven't distinguished them very well yet. None of them has, like, a really distinct Ranger voice.
Right.
Nothing
well,
like
Mac isn't an idiot. I mean, you know, he's actually kind of, like, staying the course. He's actually a good leader so far. I'm kind of scared.
Will's the one that says, I work alone, just so you know. That's him. That's
really?
Will.
I didn't know. Will. I didn't know he worked alone.
That's Will.
Because, like, I don't know if that message
Will's,
really
Will's
got...
the one that keeps saying he works alone, in case you didn't get it.
No, but, I mean, I really didn't get the message, though. I really thought I messed him up.
I think it was something about him liking to do his job independently, something like that.
Really?
I think so.
Really?
I think so.
I thought that he wanted to do this monologue, right? But then I'm not sure because I don't know. I might be interpreting.
Yeah, not totally clear yet.
I'm just glad it's not the Red Ranger saying all these problems though, because it's usually the Red Ranger that has all the problems at the beginning.
Yes, it is interesting that the first Focus episode went to someone that was not the Red Ranger.
Yeah, it was really...
Which is good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Well, that was nice, but, I mean, damn, like, what's his face? Will almost killed Ronnie. Shoot.
Let's throw her in a lava pit. Okay.
It's okay. I got my cocoon back.
Cocoon.
All right, I got my cocoon. Lord
get
Jesus. This whole episode was just,
I'm sorry, I hated the beginning when Dax is like, I'm gonna start jumping around just so I can remind you guys I'm the stuntman.
I know.
And they all look really, like really happy, like, wow, that was
yeah,
awesome.
And he clearly was having trouble. You could see it in his face.
It's like, wow, you did a flip.
It's like, wow, you jumped off, like, 3 feet off a ledge. Wow. That was awesome. You almost died, sort of. Now.
Dax is trying to be a poor man's bridge.
Dax is. I hate Dax. Dax is gonna die. I will kill Dax. I will personally kill him. I will personally murder him.
I mean, I think that, like, they just said in the first scene of the premiere, they're like, no, you're too good of an actor. You need to be empowering. You need to get into the camp. And so now, all of a sudden, he's acting like a fool. I understand.
Oh, and, yeah, I hate that. Every line Dax says, well, if you were going to take a detour, what you should have told us? Whatever the Freddy said when he landed the friggin' thing, I wanted to punch him in the face. Punch him right in the face.
Oh my god.
Oh, look. Oh, we've seen Norg twice.
Okay.
And he's gone down the slide both times.
Ronnie was just as annoying in this episode. Now.
Oh, Lord.
She disappointed me. She really disappointed me.
Wow.
Because, like, in the premiere, she was the only one I was like, maybe I'll like her, maybe I won't. And she really sucked this time. So I'm disappointed.
Well, she was trying to match the dialogue to Natsuki. Is that how you say it?
Natsuki,
thank you. Thank you. Anyway, she was trying to match the Sentai footage. It just didn't fit her personality.
I'd say Natsuki Ronnie is like the one character that would go against my personal rule of don't just copy the Sentai, because she has so many mannerisms that fit her personality.
Exactly.
That you're really, really screwed if you don't copy the character. There's
mm-hmm.
so much footage you can't use.
And Ronnie,
if you don't copy the character.
Ronnie and her are just two totally different people.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work.
So why didn't they just make her a girly girl from the jump?
They should
I don't
have.
Understand.
Because what was it? She said she's like Rose is really good at this, and she's pointing to herself. You're not Rose. You moron! You are not Rose.
She got confused. I'm confuzzled.
And then Ronnie was suddenly Will's lapdog for the whole episode because that's what the footage dictated.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm gonna
yes.
follow you around. I'm gonna follow you.
I'm gonna trip over some dirt.
Yeah, that's such a Natsuki thing to do. And then Ronnie does it like, okay. Apparently she's
fumbles
around.
No, but seriously, she should have like been like a beauty pageant queen or something who's like really good at like, oh, I don't know.
Yes.
You know,
she should have been
whipping
Sid.
Out something. I don't know.
She should have been Sid.
Yes.
She
yes.
should have been Sid.
Sid would have fit that character.
Well, then that's not cool enough because that doesn't do anything, kind of action, whatever. Everyone's all action, like, I'm uber smart or I'm uber whatever.
Well, it seems like Dax should have been the one tripping around and everything just because, you know.
Well, I drive a high-performance race car hundreds of miles per hour, but I can't take two steps without falling on my ass. Okay.
And she does it more than once. It's just so sad. It really is. Okay, tell me this, all right? Why did they need to use the shark to get over to Atlantis or whatever when they could have just used the Zords?
Because they made the shark for the show, so they want to act like it has a usage.
Yeah.
More than once.
Which, I like the name of the vehicle, but it's like, I mean, if you already showed the Zords, like, going back and forth between, like, bodies of water already in the premiere.
Yeah.
I'm like...
Yeah, it's pretty pointless. Just like in the premiere, we're going to go there to the island and the shark, and then we're going to go back and get the Zords, then we're going to go back to the island with the Zords.
They want to get mileage on the shark. They get lots of mileage, then, you know, they can get the frequent flyer miles.
Gas bills must be horrendous.
Oh, geez.
But see, Andrew's a billionaire.
Yeah, he can afford it.
But he can't. He can't afford a military. He cannot afford an army, but he can afford everything else. The army, though, no. Draws the line at the army. Everything else can't afford it.
He can afford Spencer risking his life every episode, but yeah.
Give Spencer $1 billion for risking his life. Do it.
Spencer still kick ass.
And then really, he didn't even ask Spencer if he was okay, like Spencer mentioned. What an absolute douchebag Hartford is. Absolute douchebag.
He's a cute douchebag.
Okay, fine. That steals Tommy's clothes, but yes. He's still a douchebag. Good Lord.
Oh my gosh. So then, wait, what else happened? What else? They were like crossing over the bridge mad hard. Ooh, let's race! Let's race over hot molten lava!
Oh, the worst part though is like, what it was in the footage is Will trips, you know, he's like falling down, and in the what it's supposed to be is the other three run by him because he's being a Instead, they have Ronnie say, "Oh yeah, I got him," and the three just run by. I'm like, "Stop and help him!" I know. Stop and help him! You.
Of course not, because it's gonna crumble and they all gonna die.
Why are you all being to each other? Are you Mystic Force?
Yes.
Yes, they are.
Took lessons from Nick.
Only they can act.
I was really hoping that Will would, like, fall into the lava and just be like, "I work alone!" Sploosh.
She just climbs back up. Like, he's a lava lizard. He comes back as a lava lizard.
"I work alone!"
Oh my god.
That would be awesome if he turns into a lava lizard. He's, like, working double duty now. Sweet! Yeah, man. And then they find the treasure or the gem or whatever.
It's
and
not a gem.
Heart. It's a heart, actually, but they said it was a cocoon.
It's a something.
It looks like a heart,
and
too.
And then, what's his face? And then, like, you know, what's his face? Will's like, "Damn it, I could figure it out."
So I'm gonna push Ronnie into lava. The man.
It's kind of funny that Will was trying to crack that sucker open, and then Rose just goes, "Click, there you go."
Wait, okay, yeah, dude, seriously.
Well, because she's super smart, and she took a class in opening up giant cocoons 101, so she knew to turn clockwise.
You know what, Will helped out. He helped out. He jarred it for her.
Yeah, what?
You know how you always open a jar and people, come on, they loosen it for you and then you give it to someone else and they're like, click.
Rose,
damn you.
So Rose took the cocoon and ran it under hot water, is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, she did.
That's what she needed to do.
But seriously, I don't understand, why did they need to demorph in like the lava filled, you know, whatever.
So
it's like heat doesn't affect them no more. It's like, you know,
they had to have a moment. Will and Mac needed a moment, so you need to look at each other and have a moment, you know?
They could have took their helmets off.
They need a powwow.
They could have taken their helmets off. I could sort of like buy that. Mm-hmm. Sort of.
Yeah.
If you want to have a moment. But like, just demorph and then come back morphed.
Yeah, that didn't make sense.
Have a moment.
I'm sorry, you're gonna have the whole show be all in suits and crap, and then just have one random moment where you're demorphed. It's gonna look like Forrest.
Yeah.
Forrest.
Gosh.
And then, damn, and afterwards, the ice-based villain continued to throw explosions at people, because obviously that's what an ice-based villain would do, throw explosions.
Caitlin.
Seriously, someone was counting explosions as the episode aired, and they were up to like 15 or something.
Caitlin, come on!
In like a 5-minute span, they got to like 15 explosions. Just pointless explosions.
That's all that where all the money's going is the explosions.
Explosion.
But though I like the what are they, the chillers? I like the chillers fight. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, that was Sentai footage.
Cool. Oh wait, I thought chillers weren't Sentai people.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Both sets of foot soldiers are.
The only
thing is Flurious is the only thing that's not. Right now.
Because
we don't have a Pope hat. We need a Sir Pope hat. We have no Sir Pope hat.
Let's not.
We need Sir Pope hat. Because the chillers are made of stone, not ice.
Yes.
Jerk offs.
I don't understand, but yeah.
Dax punched one and it cracked like stone, not like ice.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, it's cold.
That's where he sounded like Will. Oh, it's cold.
It's cold.
Like, trying to sound like Matt Ghetto. Oh, it's cold. Like, what the?
You say so.
Oh my god. He's like, no, it's not like, it's cold. Like, he's all hyper. He's like, oh, it's cold.
At least they didn't speed up the Zord fight. At least they didn't, you know, like, super speed it.
The one thing I found about this episode, it actually flowed. It wasn't rushed. That's what it felt like to me.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, because like the first couple episodes of Mystic Force after the premiere were all like combining two different episodes into one. This one was actually just one episode.
Only two? You're
at
sure
least.
It's not the whole damn
this
season.
Had a nice,
at least.
Even though there was a few problems with this episode, it had a nice flow to it.
It's still a piece of crap.
Yeah, well, it's easy to have a nice flow where you just take all the Sentai from one show.
Yeah, it really was a bad episode.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
No, it just, what bothers me is that they really try to shove it down your throat that Will likes to work alone.
I know.
Like, he really likes to work alone. And if you didn't know he liked to work alone, guess what? They're gonna let you know 5 billion times in the span of 3 minutes.
No one gets inside!
No one works alone. No one
works
alone.
No one works alone.
But yeah, that's my problem. Is like it's people think it's just like everybody hates it when they just rip off the Sentai plot. It's not that for me. It's the fact that when they take the Sentai plot and they use it, and it makes the American stuff not make sense.
Exactly.
Is what it is for me. It's like when when Ronnie acts out a character because they need to use all the Natsuki footage. It's like when B, when Will has to work alone all the time, when in the premiere they made it perfectly clear that he had learned how to work as a team member.
Exactly.
Stop it!
I know. It's really...
The only ones that have come close to the Ranger Sentai, you know, counterparts are Rose and Mac.
And I like
do too.
Them. I cannot believe I like a pink one and
yeah,
a
I know.
Red one. I cannot believe
guys,
it.
What a concept. Like she likes a pink ranger.
Mac's easy to like. Mac is easy to like just because he's not in your face like every other red ranger in history.
Connor.
So it's
but he's not stupid either, or he's not a rebel, or he's not
a jock.
Okay, or you know, he reads, dude.
Yes.
He reads books.
That's cool.
Seriously, when was the last Red Ranger who read books? You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Like, as a hobby. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know, Matthew's pretty decent.
He reads for pleasure.
Oh God.
He reads for pleasure. Sorry, I'm thinking of an episode of Friends right now.
God. But yeah, so like, I mean, I like Mac. And Rose is...
She is.
Rose, I really like, but I want to see. She's having Focus Episode coming up soon, right? The next one, the one after that.
Pirate in Pink!
Is it the next one or the one after that?
No, I don't know what the next episode is, but her next episode, most likely, is going to be Pirate in Pink.
Right, but what number is that? Five?
Let me check. There's actually
I think it's five. Yeah, it's either four or five. It's four or five. But, yeah.
Pirate of Pink!
She's
gonna use the BitTorrent!
Yeah, I really like her so far, but I do want to see her in a Focus episode first. Before I pass complete judgment on her. The next one is Heart of Blue. Heart of Blue.
Oh,
God,
Lord,
oh, God, dear. Stupid Dax.
Guys, run. Run.
You know what? He might do better. He might do better. He might
Yeah, and
better.
Pigs might fly out of my too.
I can't wait to see that happen. Cannot
He
wait.
Might do better. Yeah, sure. Sure he will, Lisa. Sure he will.
But, wait. I forgot what I was going to say. Damn you and your pigs. I forgot what I was going to say.
You were going to say...
Oh, snap. It was Rose and Pirate and Pink and... Ah, damn you. I made me
crack
forget.
It open the cocoon.
I hate
oh,
you.
Oh, by the way, the thing in the cocoon she found is actually there's three parts of a precious, you know, and that's one of the three for the next episode. So the next episode, we are going to be introduced to the third villain group. I guarantee you that.
There is a third villain group?
There's... They're gonna do them all. I think. At least. Remember the remember when we first got rumors, they actually said they were going to do five instead of four.
Dang.
They're actually going to add one, maybe.
Maybe this one's actually going to be made of rock.
The next group is all ninjas, by the way. They're ninjas.
Sweet!
There's
ninjas,
actually going to be a female human villain. There's going to be a big bad guy, like, you know, like a Zeldrax or a Goldar, or whatever you want to say. And there's an owl. Evil owl.
Circuit.
There's an evil circuit.
Where's that one picture where it showed all the Sentai relations to
I posted it in the first episode discussion.
Yes, you did.
Where?
It's Circuit's daddy. He's gone awry.
But so the next episode might be about Dax and Will, because Will's got some stuff going on in that episode too, according to the Sentai footage. Some more Will.
Is Will the next Sky?
I bet she's gonna work alone.
Will works with Dax. Will only works with Dax. Will works with Dax. You don't know Will works with
Dax? Will gonna be the next...
Is
Will gonna be the next Sky?
Yes.
Oh,
most
dear.
Like, as I said that, like, in our last podcast, the one before last podcast, it's probably gonna be...
Yeah,
Will's gonna get the most focus. If anybody. It'll be Will.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
So...
I still forgot what I was gonna say.
You better love Will, because you're gonna eat a lot of him.
Damn you.
Was it the yellow ranger that got the most focus in the Imbokenger?
I would say it's mostly yellow and black got the most focus, and then silver.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Spencer!
The blue ranger, Dax, did get Jude the most, so we're lucky in that part. He got the least episodes, easily.
Lisa's hoping that Spencer's Mercury Ranger.
Spencer!
For seriously, after risking his life, shoot.
Dude, he'd be the oldest Ranger.
If it's gonna be Andrew, I would so be
upset.
Oh,
I would be too.
I thought that. Why didn't people say that the rumor wasn't true about it being Drew, whatever his name was?
Oh,
is it?
Sky's friend? They said that the blog was fake.
Yeah, I thought we thought it was real. I don't know.
So I don't know. I'm like, yeah, let him be a new person, like a completely new person. Don't
be Adam.
Like Andrew or
oh,
speaking
of,
be Adam. It's Adam.
Speaking of Adam, what?
Adam Park. Adam Park.
He wants it to be Adam. And I agree.
No, Adam should just come back on his own team.
Adam
up, do
Park,
his thing.
Silver Ranger.
You are dissing Johnny Young Bosch, Lisa? Come on.
I'm not dissing him. I just don't want him to come back on the season. Like, a regular
not,
season.
No,
just let him come back
got,
one time
GD,
to his thing.
You do not take this away from me.
Hey, I was the one saying that he shouldn't have come back
him.
Either.
You got him. No.
The problem is Johnny has to do the voice of Ichigo for Bleach.
Fuck
so
Bleach.
I don't
Screw
think
Bleach.
That's
Screw
gonna
Bleach.
Fly.
Wait, so he can't do that
no.
anywhere?
Bleach sucks.
I'm sorry, dear. It's
Screw
true.
It.
Oh please, he can do that anyway. You could put
you
could be in a booth anywhere.
Screw Bleach. Bleach goes to hell. You overdrive Silver.
Have you watched
yes,
it?
Yes, and it sucks. I watched like 3 or 4 episodes and it sucked. It bored me.
Oh.
So Johnny, you are Silver. No, screw you. Johnny is Silver. Screw y'all.
I want Spencer. Screw that.
Either Johnny Spencer. Is silver or Trent is silver.
Spencer for silver. It
Trent
rhymes. Spencer
silver.
For silver.
Trent would be a great silver.
Oh, God.
Somebody I like.
Crap,
no, screw y'all. Somebody I like.
No.
Rocky. Rocky. Rocky.
No.
Rocky. Rocky.
Yep. Rocky?
No, he needs to stop, like, you know, screwing girls around and calm down. His MySpace is crazy. It's
Who?
Scary.
Rocky. Rocky. Steve Cardenas.
Who's the
Cardenas.
Dude? Oh, Steve. Steve.
Rocky
yeah, but his
Cardenas.
Name is not
Steve
Rocky Cardenas.
Cardenas. Rocky Cardenas.
You're stupid.
Rocky DeSantos.
Oh my god.
Now I'm remembering the little Rocky.
The
with
Three
the,
Ninjas
with
Rocky?
The
Three
mullet.
Ninjas Rocky?
The mullet.
Three Ninjas High Top.
Okay, so totally off topic now.
Three Ninjas
Lord Jesus.
Three High Noon at Mega Mountain.
I hate you people.
I didn't do a thing.
Damn it, what was also in this episode?
Norg being a dumb, stupid supporting character.
Who?
His ice cream was his ice cream was shaving cream.
He is totally unnecessary. Kelsey needs
another cream on. It was shaving cream
no,
on a piece
he's
of
for
card.
The keys. It's for the
no.
kitties.
Seriously, every single time
no.
he shows up, is he going to go down the damn
he's
slide?
He's not necessary.
Does he have to go down the damn slide every single time we see him? Is that what's going to happen?
It seems
Stupid
like
slide.
It,
Jer. I'm Yay. Still wondering, like, he was living in a cave, but he already had a throne. I'm wondering about that. He already had a throne.
Because he's awesome.
He had the throne built.
He's awesome like that.
For
he
guys
is awesome.
To steal.
He built his own throne.
Seriously.
And he built it out of
Norg
ice cream.
Felt exactly
awesome.
Like Drum Piggy to me. Exact same thing. It's the same interaction. It's
nah. Piggy
he's
was actually
he's
like
telling, he told
decent,
Norg to go
you know
find
saying?
The jewels for him. Yeah, Norg's gonna go find him, just like Piggy's gonna go help you. You dumb son of a.
Hey, if Norg can build his own like throne, okay, he can find. God. Damn it.
Did Norg and Rose go to Throne Building 101 at college? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Okay.
Yes.
Every single
yes.
week, Rose needs to go to an obscure class. An obscure class. Just like Chip has an obscure book
yes.
just for every situation, she goes to obscure classes.
Just like
yes.
Rose had that one
yes,
obscure
has,
class
obscure
that she
classes.
Took.
That's, she has Cocoon Breaking 101, where she knows to twist and run it under hot water. She can do that. She knows about Flurious and Moltar for some reason, because apparently there's classes about Flurious and Moltar.
That was
yeah.
the mystical...
Alien
here.
Mythology
No, mystical
myth-
yes.
mythology.
Yes, mystical
something
mythology.
Like
that. That's always good. stupid, bro. You stupid class.
Okay, and for a team up,
yes.
she's gonna take Top 101.
Oh my God.
I learned all about the Mystic Forest Rangers in school.
Guys,
I learned all about the Mystic Forest Rangers in Douchebags 101.
Oh gosh, and of course, she
Is
has
that the
to
title
be,
of this
know,
podcast.
Take, you know, Pit of Doom 101.
Pit of Doom 101.
Okay.
Pit of Doom.
I think she can already teach.
They already
the
had
class,
it in the third episode.
Said, like, Pit of Doom.
I thought Pit of Doom was an advanced class though. That was an
oh,
advanced
yeah, that's true.
Class.
That should be. It should be 201. Yeah, 201. Gotta, you know.
An advanced class right there.
Oh gosh, but no.
College courses for free on YouTube.
And it has absolutely
what?
Nothing
on
to do with
YouTube.
The episode. But. But. Remember when I mentioned passions?
Oh my god.
Yes.
Right? And so... Mm-hmm.
And you told us Max was on it.
Yes.
To make
yes,
us watch it.
Yes. But Max, I didn't know he was, you know, I thought he was just going to be like, you know, there. Because like he was just like the news reporter or whatever. But it turns out that Max is having an affair with a certain person on the cast. You see.
A guy?
Yes.
I knew it.
Yes.
I knew
oh,
it.
Oh dear.
Is it Danny?
You stupid. Well, Max on the show is named Vincent, and so he's having an affair with Chad.
Is Chad a- Chad?
Yes!
The Blue Rangers are getting it on!
I kid you not. I mean, it just so happens that the dude's name on the show is Chad.
Oh my god.
So I'm like, that's
damn it, funny. Chad. You could do better than that, Chad. The mermaid was better than that.
So yeah.
Kelsey was better than that.
So now, the episode I'm watching is that Vincent, quote unquote Max, is like blackmailing Chad. And he's like, well, you know, I'm gonna tell your wife all about us. You can't leave me. I know your favorite color. I know what food you like. You can't leave me. And then he shows up at the door with flowers. I'm like, what the hell?
Flowers? Did he buy them from Danny's shop?
Yes!
Oh, man. You guys.
I bet you that broke Danny's heart, learning that he was buying flowers for some other guy. Yeah.
No, Danny's upset now because Kendall's gonna be the next pussycat doll!
What? She's on the reality show?
No, the actress is gonna be on that reality show.
Valerie?
No, not Valerie.
Valerie?
What the? Not Kendricks! What the?
Kendall.
Oh, wait a minute, what?
Kendall!
Oh.
Danny's love interest.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Because they tried for a couple episodes to pretend that Danny wasn't gay. It was pretty sad.
Yeah. So yeah, she's gonna be on that show. She's gonna try out to be the next pussycat doll.
Wow, does she have no talent too?
But yeah, so yeah, man, the Wild Force people, they're
gay.
Except for Danny. The actor was on Blind Date.
With a guy?
Yeah, a while back. I forgot his real name. What's Danny's real name? I forgot.
I don't know. I'm just thinking of Carlos's real name, so I don't know.
Something Hispanic. Anyway, yeah, so like he was on Blind Date not too long ago. And he was a jerk too. It was great.
Guzman? Is it Jack Guzman?
Jack Guzman.
Guzman.
I knew it was something like Hispanic.
I say Guzman.
Jack Guzman.
Goose. Lucy Goosey.
So yeah, man, I'm telling you, Max and Chad.
Okay. Now, is Chad a large Mexican gentleman with glasses in that show? By chance? Is he a Mexican gentleman with glasses?
No, Chad is a black dude.
Oh.
And he's kind of good looking too.
Okay.
So, like, no, and they showed them romping around in the bedroom.
Oh, hey now.
And so, at first, like, if you didn't know, because, like, yeah, it looks like, you know, he's doing it with a woman. But then, like, then you just see the fro from Max, and I'm like, dang.
The fro.
Yeah, it's pretty ew, but.
The only other time I've ever seen Max besides Wild Force was some stupid cell phone commercial. He's like, I got a cell phone.
Wait a minute, he was in a cell phone commercial too?
Yes. Max was in a cell phone commercial.
So was Zach.
Max was just one of those guys like, I'm in my network or something like that. Or something crap like that.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, Zach was in a cell phone commercial. No, yes, he was in a cell phone commercial. He was singular at the time. Don't try to play me.
Wow. They let a man with four fingers be in a cell phone commercial?
You're stupid, I hate you!
It's hard to dial!
Wrong.
It's not...
But yeah, he was...
Not my fault the brother can't grow another finger.
Wrong. And now we're like, you know, completely...
And it's the middle finger, too. That's the biggest one.
Leave his finger alone.
Honestly, if you like drove by Zach and flipped him off, would he think you're like, you know, like saying, hey, look what I got, and just like making fun of him? Poor bastard. Can't flip people off.
He can do it with the other hand.
But he's driving with that hand.
Both of them are gone.
He's driving with that hand. And then you drive by and flip him off. What can he do? What can he do?
You're stupid. Oh, speaking of like black dudes who are like, you know, seen and crap. Joel. Dude.
Joel kinda sang.
Yeah, he sang on the Oscars. That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. He sang with Beyonce and Jennifer Hudson and that other girl that nobody knows her name.
Singing and Beyonce in the same sentence? That ain't right.
Shut up.
That ain't right.
But no, it was so funny because, like, when he came, he was doing his little thing, and then they, you know, when they were singing their backup, you're like, do-do-do-do, and then when they came back to the chorus, oh my gosh, all hell break loose. Jennifer Hudson was like, ha! Beyonce was, ha! And the other girl was like, ha! But everyone's like, ha! 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 Yeah, ha! And then, like, you see Keith all the way at the end of the stage.
He needed a cowboy hat. Screw him. He needed a cowboy hat. It ain't right.
No.
He needs a cowboy hat. He's the Sky Cowboy!
No. But yeah, he did a good job. He sang his song, Patience.
And Carter thinks he's a hot dog.
My sister. Say what?
Carter called him a hot dog. God, I remember that episode. I like Carter, but I wanted to punch him in the face when he said that. Bat in his... at least his haircut's regulation. Crap.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of...
Like, shut up, Carter. You had Jude Carter. You had to pick up Cole. No one wants to pick up Cole. Pick up Cole. And then Cole got naked and did his little dance for him. He's Rico. Rico!
Oh, he's Rick now. On his, I saw like a, what you call it, a headshot, and now he's Rick Medina.
No more Rico?
You don't want to be Rico? You don't want to be Hispanic? You want to be mad white? That's what you want to be?
Rico es suave. Rico suave.
Damn stripper. He's Rick.
Okay.
Right? So call him Rick.
I liked Rico better.
If you see him at Morphicon, Power Morphicon, just call him Rick.
Is he giving out lap dances for $10 or what? Don't act like you ain't gonna be in line.
He's not that
Don't
expensive.
Act like you ain't gonna be. You're
He's
gonna be in line. You know it, Lisa. You'll be in line.
Oh Lord Jesus, hell!
You'll be in line.
Hell no.
Okay.
So you going right? You going to Power Morphicon?
I guess.
What the? What do you guess?
Well, it's money.
You mean you know?
It's money.
You going? Okay, credit card. Pay it off for the rest of your life.
Yay!
One time only.
Not if there's one next year.
There ain't gonna be one next year.
Know?
They're having a problem with this year. I don't think there'll be one next year.
I don't even know if there's gonna be one this year.
You're stupid.
What?
But there's mad people now. What's her face? What is her name? What is her name? Jen.
Erin Cahill.
What is her name? Her real name.
Erin Cahill.
Yes. She's gonna be there. Matt Austin's gonna be there.
Yeah, but they're whores.
What the?
They're whores.
Johnny's gonna be there.
Johnny is everywhere.
Well, Johnny is everywhere, but Katie hasn't met Johnny.
Where is Johnny not?
In my house.
Now he's all...
He has not been...
He's all
house.
My anime TV.
Oh my gosh, have you guys seen that? Lord Jesus, that is so... I mean, one part of me loves it, one part of me thinks it's like crap. It's just like... When they get really serious about it, I'm like, who gives a rat's
I didn't like the first
behind?
Episode because I didn't watch the anime they were talking about, so...
I didn't either, but I loved it because, like, they were all cracking jokes.
I liked the second episode because I actually had seen the anime they were speaking of, so it actually made sense.
I hated the second one. They were mad serious about everything. I'm like, you know what? This is boring. Hello? Oh, no. I gotta see it.
Yeah, but
oh, Lord,
so far they're just picking anime that, like, is already universally loved. Like, pick something that's, like, people are split on. Don't pick Naruto.
I think, the first one, they were split on it, though.
The first one, though, a lot of people
liked
it.
The first one, I mean, half of them, like, really loved it, and half of them were like, whatever. And, like, this one guy was cracking jokes left and right.
Please, the worst comment anybody made during the first one was, like, it was a little out of sequence. Well, yeah, that's how it was made. So...
No, there was another comment. There was another from the dude who has like the blondish hair who's kind of like, you know, chubby or whatever. He was making jokes.
The Oriental blonde dude?
Like, yeah, so I thought I'd liked it.
The Oriental blonde dude? With the curly hair? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a little bit.
What's that mean?
I don't know what that means. Interpret it as you will.
He's
exactly.
Okay, fine. But I mean, like, it's just, I mean, at least the second one, Johnny didn't look bored. That was good.
Yes, Johnny didn't look bored. And then some crazy guy hijacked it. I'm like, what is that? The crazy hijacker guy.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell that was.
Does the anime review show not have a plot?
Like, no.
We should have a plot, too. Let's have a plot.
Let's have a plot! What kind of plot are we going to have?
Well, we can't do a murder mystery because there's only three of us. So we can't do that.
Let's do a, what you call it, like, choose your own adventure. It's like, here's Katie and Jer walking down the street. Do, 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 do. Turn to page 97.
Vote. Vote on what you want us to do.
If you want to see Lisa going to the store, turn to page 97. If you want to see Katie going to the store, turn to page 43. If you want to see Jer going to the store, turn to page 2. Turn over to page 2. They're like,
me.
He dies. By
no.
It's like, no.
You bastards.
Yeah. I still have those books.
We need a plot.
And I cheated all the time.
The only books I still have are like the Clue books, because they were real mysteries you had to solve. There were Clue books. Did you ever see the Clue books? Basically, you know, like the game.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, I've seen it, but I never picked them up.
And like, the weirdest thing though was the last mystery was always who killed Mr. Body, so he always had to come back to life at the beginning of the next book.
Okay.
They always made up some excuse for him, like. They made up some excuse like, oh, they didn't really shoot me. They shot a bottle of tomato juice, and it was next to me, and it looked like I was dead. I fainted.
Stupid.
What?
It's like, that wasn't me. That was my twin brother.
Colonel Mustard was awesome. He was such a douchebag in the books. Always wanted to duel with everybody. It's great.
But yeah, I never really read those books. I read mostly, like, the Goosebump books.
I read those, too, but I don't have any of them left. I don't have them anymore, though.
Yeah, I stopped
but
reading
I have all
them
my
at,
Clue
like,
books.
30-something, because I was like, okay, this is getting kind of whack, and I'm getting kind of old.
Oh, the weirdest thing, though, about the Clue books is, like, halfway through, they changed the artist, and all of a sudden, Miss Scarlet turned Asian. And, like, Mrs. White gained 100 pounds.
Wow. That's awesome.
I'm okay.
She's pulled a Spencer. It's like, first he's like a skinny white dude. Pulls off the mask! Gains mad weight! That's awesome!
He's Makino Sensei! He's Makino from Bokenger! He is!
Oh,
he's a master of disguise!
Oh, you gotta love it. I love Spencer. I really do.
Spencer's awesome. Spencer
and whoever doesn't like Spencer must die.
Yeah. Spencer is how you're supposed to do a funny running gag character. Norg
right.
is not!
But you know what? Look, he's for the kids, Norg. He's for the kids, man. You gotta have some.
Screw
the kids.
Kids.
What the? It's a kid
the kids,
show.
The kids can go to hell. No Norg. He is not for the kids. He is for Kelson needs a job. That's what he's for.
No, he's for the children. For the
hey,
children.
I like Kelson. I like Kelson for the most part. But he just needs a damn job. That's why they wrote the character.
That's just wrong. That's just wrong.
That's why. Why isn't there, like, a zany lava lizard sidekick, too? Hey!
Because he'll throw him into the lava pit. It's like, but he'll just climb back up again. Okay, I'm stopped.
But Toby could play that part.
Yeah, well, you know, Toby's making his music now, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Doing his thing, and it actually
seriously,
sounds good.
All because every single former ranger in the world needs to form a band after they're done.
Basically.
That's pretty much the rule now. That's the... Johnny started the trend and everybody else has done it now.
Oh no, Amy Jo. Amy Jo started the trend.
Yeah, Amy Jo sucks though.
She doesn't suck. It's just that if you're not into her music, then like, you're gonna be like, whatever, it's boring. Which is me. I'm like, whatever, it's boring.
Maybe I'm just biased. I don't like women with crotch rot. That's just me.
You don't like women what?
with crotch rot.
Lord Jesus. Lord have mercy. You know, Amy Jo just might be a MofoCon.
MofoCon.
Lord Jesus.
No, she's a MofoCon?
In the brain.
She's a MofoCon. Maybe that should be the name of your convention, Lisa. MofoCon.
That is awesome. Seriously.
Power MofoCon.
Awesome. Shoot, my convention will have all those crackheaded rangers and their bands jamming, and people will vote for the best. It'll be awesome. Seriously, just have like a whole jam session, you know what I'm saying? Awesome! MofoCon! Watch out for it. But yeah, no.
MofoCon!
Okay. Oh my gosh, what else about this episode? Because we don't really care about the episode because it sucks so much. It really, I was not enthused.
Oh, we gotta score. We gotta score, as pointless as that is. We need to.
Yeah, we do. Okay,
one starts? To five, remember. One to five. One to five. Don't you give me no point five crap. Nope, no point
I
2-1.
3.067. Okay, who's first?
I don't care. Me? Her? Me? I give it a two. I give it a two because it had potential, because Will was okay except for when he wasn't talking about working alone, because I may be wrong, but I did hear something at the beginning where he talked about how he works alone. Maybe that was me. I believe that was mentioned at least a couple of times. And I like the idea that, like, they crack the egg open, or whatever they want to call it. Because
the cocoon.
Because that plays a key role in the Bokenger finale, and if it's broken open, then maybe they don't use it, and maybe they do something original, so I have hope. But other than that, the episode was a direct copy, so it was boring, and Will tried to kill the white girl, and that wasn't good. Do not kill the white girl, and that's it.
Oh, he's mad ghetto, yo. He tried to kill the man. He can't get to the man. He had to kill the woman.
And Spencer should not have to risk his life to work on teamwork. He should not have Spencer risk his life at that.
He better ask for his raise now.
That's right.
Shoot.
Crackhead. He's a crackhead. He's a crackhead.
Okay. Your turn. Your turn.
Yes. Will threw the white girl in the lava pit. Ain't cool. Ain't cool. Don't do it. Do not throw the white girl in the lava pit. Yes, I believe it was.
No, I don't think I got that idea.
The title of this podcast is Will Works Alone 101. That's the title of the podcast. Rose took a class in Will Working Alone 101.
It's like, I work alone. That's it. No, I work alone. Screw Will. I work alone. What are you guys doing here? Get off my show.
It's my show.
It's all about me. I work alone, dude.
This is Power Rangers Operation okay, Will Drive. Yeah. Will Drive. That's the name of the show. Operation Will Drive.
Or Operation Over Will, because that's what
yes.
I feel like right now.
You're over Will?
Basically.
Over him.
But yeah, I give it a two as well. It's too much of the Sentai joint that wasn't meshed well. Even I could tell. Not even watch the joint. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. The zoomed in footage. Like, stupid zoomed in footage. Hate you when you're zoomed in.
Yeah, I didn't mind. I think they did a better job of it. You know, whatever.
I think it was noticeable.
But
say something. Go.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, for me, it's like, I don't want people to think that, oh, well, anything that Kalish makes is evil and bad and it's awful and whatever, because I really wanted to like this. It's just like, I just really didn't like this episode at all. I was just, like, really, like, seriously wanted to stab Will. I wanted to stab X. I wanted to stab Ronnie. And rather, I would want Mac and Rose to stab them for me, because that's what I felt. I was like, no, they need to die.
Yes, that is true.
Spencer's just, like, stab Andrew. Forget that joint. Spencer's to take over.
Yes. More Spencer,
seriously.
Less Norg. More Spencer, less Norg, less Dax, less... Norg dies, Dax dies, Ronnie gets critically injured so she can't talk.
While she's morphed.
Yes.
While she's morphed.
And then there's...
Just don't talk.
Three Ranger team, Andrew Hartford is a pedophile. That's it. Andrew Hartford is also a pedophile because he has Tommy's clothes and infused him with the pedophile goodness. He's like, hey,
Lord,
I want to form a team of five young kids and I'm going to be their leader. Okay, there.
Wink, wink.
Wink. Sparkle twink.
Nudge, nudge. Shove, shove.
I want to lead a bunch of kids around.
I didn't want an army, because that would mean they're too old.
I want a bunch of kids.
But yeah. Oh, crap.
He is a pedophile, he is a racist, he is a crazy son of a... Andrew Hartford needs to be stopped.
Man, I'm gonna have to edit out these curse words now. Damn you all.
Crap is not a swear word.
Damn you.
Crap is not a swear word.
It's a bad word for the women.
Crap.
No, not crap. You said the other word.
Which word?
You said the B
word. Oh, come on. I could have been I could have been talking. I
children
been
are
talk,
listening.
I could have been
children.
Talking to Isania. You don't know. Hey, you didn't yeah, edit that out when Jason in the last podcast. What do you got against white people, Lisa? Trying to kill her.
What?
You didn't edit it out when Jay said it.
Wait. No, what did he say? He said...
Yes.
He did?
Yes.
No.
You didn't edit that out.
Damn
Why
it.
Are you even racist, huh? Trying to censor the white man.
Yes.
Censor
yes,
in the
yes.
censor the white
it's
man.
All about
censor the white man. Censor the white man.
It's all
censor
it's
the
all
white man.
It's all about the. It's all about the black people. Black.
I see how it is.
Except for Will, because he works alone. I don't care about him.
There's no black power. There's one man. One man. He's an army of one. Because he's Will.
Shoot. Hit on white people. Get off my show. Black power. Oh, Lord. Jesus, Katie. Come on.
Katie getting inside no. Will? What's that?
Oh, Lord. Jesus.
Okay. You say so.
Lord Jesus. And on that note, we need to go. Because it's almost an hour.
You know, they
so,
really need to do an yeah. episode about Will working alone, honestly. It...
Let's not.
They'll do another one. They will do another one. It's going to be just like Jack and Skye hating each other. It's going to be Will having to work alone once again. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah, that's true. Watch. Damn. They're going to do it again, aren't they?
Will is going to work alone. He's going to work alone. Like crazy, he's going to work alone. Lots of alone working. Lots of that.
Lonely nights with Andrew. Oh, snap. Andrew loves it. Come on, man. He loves the chocolate, man.
That's
he loves
true.
The chocolate.
That's true.
I'm telling you.
Should
yeah,
we hit stop?
Time
can I hit stop now?